The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686, and by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. As Stephen so eloquently introduced us, I'm Steve Crump with Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, and my co-host, Mr. David Rector with Carolina Fresh Farms. And hopefully we're going to talk a little bit about gardening this morning.
Yeah.
How's everything in the Carolina Fresh world this week?
Very good. We had a good week, and sun came out and people came back, and it was kind of like it was, not as crazy as before, but we had a really good week of selling all kind of variety of things, to be honest with you.
We slowed down a little bit, too. Mainly it was the sheer number of people, because we were almost overwhelmed before, but it slowed down a little bit. The dollar volume was still kind of up there, but it's, we were able to get some things done that we hadn't been able to do because it's been raining the last 2 weeks solid.
Yes.
They were talking about rain today, but it's disappeared now.
I think it came in yesterday. We got a good shower yesterday about 4:30 maybe.
Yeah,
something
it hit
like that.
Late, and everybody went home at 5 except me and Tommy, but it was that was kind of weird. It came up out of nowhere. Uh-huh. It poured for about 15 minutes, and then it was sunshine and 30 minutes later.
And so it rained. I live near the hospital, kind of. It rained right there, but not as much as what we got over there. It seemed that's kind of the way it is. Probably the other side of town, probably didn't get anything.
Well, Rock Hill, this time of year, we're getting a lot of thunderstorms, and you could hear the lightning and all yesterday, thunder and lightning. And if I hear the thunder, you can hear the lightning, but anyhow, early in the morning. But a mile down the road might be dry as a bone, and then you get 2 inches in an hour. So that's just how it works right now. For us, we got all that sod down on the lake, and they finished up about 4 o'clock, and the rain came at 4:30, so it worked out pretty good.
That's perfect, man. If we could time that, that'd be great for everybody.
If I could do that every time, I'd be in hog heaven, you know. This morning, I thought we'd talk a little bit about your business and our business. We really hadn't done that much in the last few months because we've been into other things. But Carolina Fresh is out of Orangeburg County. I'm not sure which little town it is.
It's in Neces, South Carolina.
Neces, that's why I didn't know that. Back in the 80s, we bought sod direct from them, and they bring it up here on tractor-trailer loads. But I don't know when they started doing the outlet stores, but it had to be 20 years ago.
Yeah, the one in Columbia was the first one. It was at least 30-some years ago, maybe. Then we did one over between Greenville and Spartanburg. And now we're up to seven outlets around the state. So,
and even though sod's your main claim to fame, is the great thing about it is you can go in there or call in, and if I only need a half a pallet, you'll sell me a half a pallet.
Or if you need one
pieces,
piece, just
sell it.
A lot of people call and they say, "Did your truck come in? They want to get sod." Well, you know, a couple years ago, that would have been fine because I was bringing in extra, but it just seems like now that we have so demand with orders that I'd just rather you call in and tell me you want one roll or 100 pallets or whatever you need. I'll get you what you need, and we'll just write it down and call you when it comes in. And then that way it's also fresh, too, because we do have some sod, you know, left over from time to time. And this time of year, it gets hot and it doesn't last as long. And I don't want somebody coming getting something that doesn't look good. So don't feel bad if you just want to order one or two rolls. That's fine with me. Any sale is good. And I know you'll come back and get more because you're going to put that one roll down. It's going to look so good. And you're going to say,
you
man,
want to
do
the rest of
more.
It. Yeah.
And your wife's going to come out and look at it and go, I think we need to do that area over there.
We've always been a big proponent of sod, even back in the day, because if you seed it long, you're looking at 3 to 4 years to get it looking decent. And sod, you can have it looking real good in about 12 weeks.
Yep, and we had a good week of warmth, and it helped all our warm season grasses that have kind of been sitting there and not moving. They got them moving, and you know, we had cool weather and 2 weeks of rain, no sun, so this was a a good week. I think you hear the grass growing down there.
Mine greened up big time this week. I mean, it was almost like overnight, pretty much. Now, the Rock Hill location, back in the day, that was built to be a garden center. And when they finally got it open, which they ran into some tough luck because they got it, finally got built and ready to go, and it was about June, so they missed the spring season, so they had to struggle through the summer. And then that fall's when they started the road widening on 161, and that took 2.5 years. So,
yeah.
And they went from being street level to down in the hole.
Yeah, we kind of sunk over
there. Yeah, they dropped down somehow or another. And,
yeah, but Carolina Fresh didn't build that building. We just inherited it, I guess.
No, it was a garden center.
So it was,
and it was actually offered to us to buy it and run it to the garden center, but right at that point in time. I had enough headaches, so I didn't need another one. And it kind of went from a garden center. They carried plants for a little while, but it went more to a landscape supply, I guess. It's kind of what y'all were doing at first. And then next thing I know, I guess it's one of the grandsons came in and told me Carolina Fresh was thinking about getting it. And I think they were going to sell trailers out of
it. Well, we did sell trailers there for a while, and We've done a lot of different things.
That didn't last too long, and now you're more into the landscape supply. You got rid of most of your clothing lines and kayaks
no more clothes,
and canoes and all those.
Streamlined it toward landscaping.
Yep. But you've done a real good job with it. Well, there's the music, so we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Start your swimming season the right way with Imperial Pool and BioGuard. This is Mike Elder. We'll customize a no-hassle treatment plan to make opening your pool quick and easy. Relax and bring your water sample to BioGuard at Imperial Pool, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, or next to the Food Line, Lake Wiley.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. I kind of left out the first segment, but we're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. And if you want to hear any of the old episodes, you can go on the WRHI website under Programs, find the Gardener's Bench. And Mr. Stone so graciously has them on there, and he actually has a title about what we talked about on most of them. So
I think a lot of them say weather, weather A, weather B.
Yeah. Seemed like for a while there, that's all we were talking about was the weather. So.
Well, it's fun to talk about it. For me, it is. Me and you, anyway. A lot of people might put them asleep.
Anyway, we were talking about what all y'all, how you got there and what all you're doing up there, but you're into the different kinds of mulches now. I'm not even sure what kind of mulches you're carrying.
Well, we have double hammered hardwood, which is, I think every mulch yard has that. It's just a basic natural one, not dyed. And then we have a dyed brown and a dyed black. So we kept it kind of simple with the mulches.
You got the three mulches.
Yeah, and then we have some compost, some topsoil, some 57 stone, crush and run, things like that.
I didn't know you had the 57 in the Kosher Run. I learned something today.
Yeah, and then we brought in all kind of natural stone from Tennessee, which we've been doing very good with, boulders and people buy. You can buy one same facade. You don't have to buy a whole pallet of it. You can buy one individual rock, or you can buy the whole thing.
But, well, I'm going to say you've got a good selection of stones and real good prices on them, too, because Tommy Tommy started buying a bunch of them over there. So,
well, they're by weight, and if you buy a whole basket, that could be from 12 to 18 cent a pound, maybe. If you buy just separate rocks, it's 20 to 30 cent a pound, and that takes a lot to add up to that. A guy got some rocks the other day, and he come in, it was like 130 pounds, it was like $27. I don't know what he thought he was getting ready to pay, but it was more than $27, so... He came back about 30 minutes later and got some more.
I don't blame him, Bob.
Yeah. It still cracks me up to sell rocks because I was born and raised here. And
now, when Tommy buys them, he buys 1.5 ton.
Yeah,
basket.
He buys a big basket. Yeah, it costs, your bill is a little more than $27. Yeah, right?
I think the last one was 300 and yeah. something for the pallet.
He got a whole bunch of rocks for that.
Lord, so. We made a lot of money on that pallet.
I hope you did. That's the whole point of it.
We don't do it. We can't make money. Yeah. It, but
there's some nice stuff and the different textures and colors. And
you've got a lot of different, I don't know what to call them, yard art. This is the best thing because I bought yard of several birthday presents.
Well, and still, we still inside the store. We still sell flags and gift garden type items and different things. I mean, if you come in and walk around, you need to see it all, I guess. So, and then we still got the dog food, pet food. We're expanding our dog and cat section actually to attract a few more people. We used to have a lot of horse items in there, and that's kind of going down around here a little bit, and naturally we got chemicals and fertilizers and all that for
so the horse feed's dropped off.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's as many horse farms around here anymore.
There's houses sitting on them now.
Yeah,
now you never did do the chicken feed and all that.
Yeah,
stuff,
we still do chicken feed and stuff. Yeah, okay. We always still funny. We have Chick Day, you know, where we bring in baby chicks like 500 to 600 and sell them every year, but we didn't get to do that this year because of all the stuff going on.
The virus kind of knocked it out.
Yeah. Yep. So we decided not to do that, but that's always a fun time.
We did that when we were kids, but they used to die them back then. I don't think you're allowed to die them now.
It hurt their feelings. We had to quit doing that.
Something like that anyway. Yeah. But you have got some pretty cool. I don't know this. I wouldn't call it lawn furniture, but it's furniture for outside.
Yeah, man, that's something that Saturday turns into, I feel like a furniture factory outlet world. It used to be in Whitesaw, but we talk about furniture a lot, but it's awesome furniture made in Amish country, recycled plastic, stainless steel hardware. It's there when me and you were gone and still looked the same. So it's we've done super good with that. And
it's some pretty cool-looking stuff, too.
I remember the first order I did, I spent $2,000, a little over $2,000 to bring some in, and then the last order I did was $20,000 worth of stuff. So it's
it kind of took off on
its
head.
It's super, super nice stuff. The more you buy, the more we give little discounts, and we put your name in the computer after you buy it, and then you can come back and continue to get your discount if you buy more later, so.
You got monuments and things for Clemson in South Carolina.
Try to do some Clemson, South Carolina.
Now, some of the other schools get left out, but primarily Clemson, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Since my wife's a Gamecock, I always find something she hadn't seen before.
Yeah, if you have one, you have to have others. So.
I find something she hadn't got. Mm-hmm. So, it's pretty good when you, like me, you wait till the last minute.
Yeah, if you're a man and you're lost and you can't find a present, come over there.
That's it, pretty much.
Get Sarah to help you find something.
So anything else y'all do at the Fresh Farm?
No, I actually go out and we'll look at your lawn and give you suggestions if you want to. That's part of my job. You can email me pictures. A lot of people do that now. It's so easy to... I always have time to go out and look at things, but you can email pictures and I can check it out and give you a response back, and as long as I got time there, so.
Well, you got Sarah and Brenda back. You ought to have time now.
Yeah, get some more people back. That's good. So, yeah, we just try to help any way we can. We want people to, if you want to take care of your lawn, we'll try to help you know what to do. Everybody don't want to hire somebody, so it's I get a lot of people say they've hired people before and they didn't like it and want to try it themselves, so we can try to help you the best we can. So,
well, I'm going to make a brash statement right now, but there's a lot of people. willing to pay a lot of money for good lawn service.
Mm-hmm.
There's just not a lot of them around here to really give the complete service.
Yeah.
We got a lot of grass cutters, and we got a lot of, I don't know what else you call them, but they mow, blow, and go kind of guys. But we get calls almost daily. Somebody wants somebody to take the time and do the pesticide applications, the fertilizations, all that. And we do some of it, but that's just not our main focus. So there's only a limited number we can do, and they're willing to pay for it.
Yeah, it's just hard to find the right people to work with you to do it. And a lot of these businesses grow so quick, they just become overwhelmed, and you get busy doing the stuff, and they can't keep up with the paperwork and the messages. And it's got to be organized, I guess. I've gotten a whole lot better at being organized than I was before I started there. I can tell you that. So, but that doesn't say much.
You did kind of fly by the seat of your pants at one time.
Doesn't say much some days.
I remember
like
that.
Like I go backwards.
I do remember that. Okay, now how long has Carolina Fresh been open over there on Low York Road now?
We've been there, I think it's about 17 years. I've been there
that long?
I've been there over 14 now, so I came. They had a couple other managers before me, but I've been there about 14 years.
I didn't realize you'd been there that long. I was thinking 8 or 9,
but I missed a few
somewhere. So, wow, 14 years.
I remember when we first started, we had a $1,000 day. I thought that was something, and the other day was just during the week we did 21,000 in one day. So like last Saturday we did 13 grand, and from 8 to 2, so that's something else. It's good to see the growth and the whole lot of people moving here and looking for different options. So it's like I say, we try to do the best we can. I know your business has grown too, and everybody coming and.
Well, the biggest problem for us, it's gone crazy the last 5-6 years, but it's at the point in life that we're not really interested in getting any bigger. We've been there and done that, and now we got it kind of where we're comfortable at. And I told somebody the other day, 65 years of age, I don't need to be working 65 hours a week. So it's starting to hurt. But anyway, time for another quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Instead of going to the beach, enjoy the water at home with an above-ground pool from Imperial Pools. This is Mike Elder. For the cost of spending a week at the beach, your family will enjoy a pool at home for many summers to come. See Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill, and next to the Food Line in Lake Wylie.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, getting ready to start this last segment this beautiful Saturday morning. It's going to be a little toasty today. They're talking about 90 degrees and
humidity.
Maybe some thunderstorms this evening, I don't know, but it's kind of... Oh, before we get too far along, my bride said she ran into you at White Horse last tonight. So, you know, I had to stay at home, but she gets to go out and play. You know,
imagine that, the Rector's at White Horse on Thursday night.
That's how it works nowadays. You know, I go to work, go home, go to bed, and she goes and plays.
Yeah, I was getting on her. I said, you need to get Steve to come out here.
I don't know about that.
He's had his days.
I had a lot of days, but anyway.
We don't have time for that show.
I'm a little too old for it now. It's starting to hurt. But anyway.
We better talk about your place now. Yeah, we talked about mine for 2/3 of the show.
Anything else on Carolina Fresh?
Nope.
I think we covered it all. Now.
I was a young, hungry landscaper, and I found a nursery over there on Museum Road, and I ran into this guy, I don't know how many years ago, 20-some years
First
ago.
First plants went in the ground in 1979, Labor Day weekend. We opened up full-time in 82, I think it was. We actually were living in Huntersville, North Carolina. Tommy got a degree in landscape design, ornamental horticulture, and did an internship, ended up working for Turtle Creek Nursery up in Mooresville for 5 years and was manager the last two, and even spent a year working in a retail garden center over off Sharon Amity in Charlotte that Larry had bought. And so he thought he knew it all and found out he knew nothing. But anyway, he kind of lied to me and said, talked me into this thing and said, we'll work like crazy in the spring and fall. And we'll loaf during the winter and summer. It took me 20 years to get 3 days off.
But well, luckily, anyway. Tommy's got an older brother that knows everything, so that was easier to have a business.
I don't know everything, but I thought I knew everything, but I don't know. I learned something new every single day, and I've been maybe 41 years Labor Day. So
that's good.
Times have changed a lot since back then, but we started out, Larry Edwards owned Turtle Creek, and he decided to quit landscaping, so people would come into the nursery up there and want a tree planted or whatever, and Tommy and I go plant it in the evenings on the weekends. So then we started rooting azalea liners, little small cups in the backyard, and we had 40,000 in the backyard at one time, a place we rented, and he bought all those, so that's how we got our original money, was basically from his boss.
Yeah.
And even Larry died a couple of years ago of a stroke, but his son's running the place now, and we still buy from him every year. Just bought some stuff from him a couple of weeks ago. And I really miss Mr. Edwards, because if I had a problem all these years and I didn't know the answer, I'd call him, and he'd been through it before probably a couple times and tell you what to do and what not to do. And
that's good.
That's the way the industry's been.
It is a very friendly industry, and people try to help each other as much as they can.
One thing we've run into the last couple of years is people don't seem to understand we are not a garden center. We are a wholesale growing nursery. It means we grow plants for landscapers and nurseries and garden centers. And we used to ship all over the Carolinas, but now it's primarily in the Rock Hill, Charlotte area. We don't even go to Columbia anymore. We haven't been to Raleigh in 20 years. And we do sell some over in Spartanburg occasionally. And Asheville, we don't go up there anymore because we're selling all we can in the Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill, Lancaster, Chester area. So,
but you do sell retail, and people can come look at plants, and they can.
And we'll give them all the information we can. And the thing is, back in the 90s, a lot of nurseries did like we did. They did the landscaping, the wholesale, the retail, the whole gamut, and they kind of specialized. And that was great until the recession came in 2009, and a lot of them didn't make it because they were specialized. So they hit every aspect of it, and we barely struggled through ourselves. But if we do landscaping for you in 1990 and you come back wanting 10 years later wanting three plants, I'm going to sell them to you. I'm not going to tell you no, but I'm going to sell them to you. I might as well sell them to everybody else. But we don't have the yard art, the statuary, the fountains, bulk bolts. We do sell a few bags if we got them there, but we're mainly into plants. That's what we do. And we shut the greenhouse operation down in 2008 during the recession, and my lady that was running it for me retired. I never could find anybody else, so we just sort of concentrated more into the bigger plants and perennials. And we got everything from 2 1/4 inch pot ground cover to, we have had some 3 and 4 inch trees, but those is hard to find now. They're so expensive. So we primarily do 15 and 30 gallon trees. And
yeah, and prices fluctuate on demand, I guess, than it's not because the plant's that much better, actually. It's just there's none around. So
the last 3 years have been a big shortage of plants, and this year it's been especially bad. I've been in it so long, we knew everybody in the Carolinas, pretty much even part of Georgia, and you've had two or three guys that
you knew where
supplemented
you could get
your stuff on, and we run out, we buy some from them. And now I must be using 14 or 15 because
you
send them a list. What you send you a list, they send you a truck. Now you send them a list, they send it back and tell you what you're going to get.
Yeah,
it's kind of – we grow about 80% of what we sell, but we have not gotten into the patented stuff and all that stuff yet. I got a buddy of mine I buy most of that from. Let him pay all them fees and
I think it's
sign
good
the
y'all,
contracts.
That y'all grow 80% of it. To me, that's important because the plants – originated here, so it'll do better here.
We used to have a slogan in our ads back in the 80s and 90s that it was climatized for the York County area.
Huh.
And then when Word Perfect came out and told us that wasn't a word, so Alan Miller's the one that this radio station was that coined that phrase. So we made our own word.
Okay. I made sure Tracy doesn't use that on Scrabble.
And we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, and we were talking a little bit about Rolling Hills. It's after we've been talking about Carolina Fresh both, but we're kind of thankful to everybody that came out, not only this spring, the last 3 or 4 years. We've been extremely busy all that time. We've tried real hard to take care of everybody, but I'm sure a few might have dropped through the cracks, and I'm going to go ahead and apologize for that now and ask for another chance to make amends. But and most people we deal with are super. We have had a lot of people this year that hadn't lived in York County very long and first time visiting and all that, and we try to make them feel welcome. And Carolina First does the same thing.
We try to. You know, I'll help people if they're not from here. I know people that do all kind of things, so I tell people, call me. Somebody might need a fence or something. I don't do. That's just a small town trying to help other small town businesses. We appreciate people buying local and shopping local, and that's important to me and you.
Well, on the landscaping side, as of yesterday, we're probably right now booked up about 10 weeks. It was 12, and we got it down to 6, and the last 2 weeks it's jumped again. And, I mean, the problem with that number, we're figuring 6 days a week and no rain. And guess what? We lost 2 weeks to rainfall, and that kind of messed us up again. But I had two ladies come in yesterday, and I said, yeah. She wanted to get a consultation and get a price. I said, before we start, let me ask you, I assume you want it done. She said, well, pretty quick. I said, 10 weeks. And she just, wow. I said, the problem is most of the other what I consider reputable companies are in the same boat. I mean, you know, we were all considered essential services, so we didn't have a whole lot of labor layoffs and all. So anyway, there's the music, and we'll be back next week on the Gardener's Bench.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas,
Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.